every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome, you're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman. I believe Mike McDowd is off on assignment today, but if he chimes in, he chimes in. At each commercial break, we are going to ask a trivia question. And I want to make a mention here. It's called, we call it Drinksgiving and Blackout Wednesday. What am I talking about? It's a very popular night for bars and venues because it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And Well, why not?
We're not a Wednesday before Thanksgiving, right?
No. But I mean, coming
the Halloween coming first.
Up Wednesday. Yeah, coming up on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Apparently, a lot of people are out in the town and holiday looking for something fun to do. So, with that, we are mentioning San Fran Halen is playing at the Hop Monk in Novato on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, November 26th. And what are they? They are a tribute band to Van Halen, our favorite band of the late 70s and 80s. Are you a Van Halen fan?
Yes, but the David Lee Roth version.
The
David Lee Roth version.
Oh, the David Lee Roth version. Yes. Well, David couldn't be with the tribute band because he's with the original band. So they have, actually, it's a friend of mine who is a mortgage broker, and he actually is the Eddie Van Halen. He's a very, very good guitarist. So that's kind of fun. That's at Hop Monk in Novato, California. All right. So let's see here. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I could do the whole show by myself today. I'll just sort of be the tag team.
I'll just be the tag team guy today. All right. Yeah, I definitely want to talk about the Arizona Cardinals. Like, they just kept – the Titans kept trying to give them the win, and Arizona kept giving it back to them. It was just ridiculous, the miscues. But for us 49er fans, that was actually a good thing. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman. All right, Russell, take it away. You said you got a couple of good stories to talk about.
Yeah, the first one, well, you know, as you said, we're based in San Francisco. So a huge game was on Thursday for the 49ers. With just an absolute miracle, we're able to beat their rivals, the Rams, with an amazing fumble, some missed field goals, extra points, all sorts of this crazy game. But what the craziest thing wasn't what happened during the game, but was before the game started. Did you hear the story about how Mac Jones, the substitute quarterback for the 49ers, in the morning, looking out his hotel room window, looks at the water in Laguna Beach and sees a floating dead body in the surf?
I didn't hear that.
Yes. And they're still investigating how that person died. But
wow,
he was coming off of a couple of hours of basically witnessing either a murder or an accidental death. And he still went in and played the game of his life, you know, against the Rams. Yeah. I don't know how I could see a dead body in the morning and be able to have, like, my head be right for a primetime football game.
Well, maybe someone threatened him and said, hey, if you don't play well, you're going to be like that guy.
If so, then people should be threatening the entire team, I guess. Because, you know, it's not just Mac Jones. But, I mean, he played one of his best games as a pro. But a few hours earlier, he was staring at a dead body in the surf. Wow. So what are you going to do with that? That's like, how often does that happen?
He's a football player, so he's got to get rid of that stuff out of his mind.
There's no way you can prepare for that or even say to people, you know, if you see a dead body, you know, make sure that you don't let it affect your game.
Well, you know, but it's also, I mean, okay, a dead body is one thing, but, you know, when you have like a bad argument with your wife or some other, let's say your mother just died or something like that, these guys, it's really challenging.
Well, there was that one Brett Favre game against the Raiders where Brett Favre's father died like the day before and he threw for like 450 yards against the Raiders because he just was so motivated by his father's death to like have a huge game after, you know, as a tribute to his father. You know, but then there's people that, you know, obviously when they see something like that happen or something like that happens, they might need to take, you know, couple of days off. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
One of the worst days of my life was I was in court, actually in a hearing, and I got the news that my father died. I actually had to tell the judge, you know, I got to make this appearance quick because I need to go home and deal with my father's death.
And just to remind the audience, you were the attorney, not the plaintiff or defendant.
Right.
Correct?
Yes, I was an attorney and I had a very unappreciative client, very insensitive about the fact that my father just died and I'd gotten that news because all he cared about was his case.
You know what, though? If he was smart, he would have said the opposite, because he's got to realize that that's going to affect you. So even if it affects you, it actually does affect him.
Right. Right? But he was an idiot. And I won't say his name, but he was a moron. And he was trying to unlawfully detain. He was trying to hold on to an apartment where he had already been evicted. And he wasn't going to leave because he said it would subject him to COVID risks. So it was a really tentative argument anyway. He was going to lose. And I got him a plea bargain. You know, I managed to work out a deal with the other side. Even though my father had just died, I was still able to work out a deal. And this guy still was unappreciative of it.
Did he pay you or did he stiff you?
He, believe it or not, he was under insurance. He paid under legal insurance, and he still wanted his money back. Like, the case cost him like $100 out of his pocket, and he still wanted his money back because I wasn't able to win the case for him.
Isn't that amazing? My blood's boiling, and I wasn't even involved in that case.
I know. No, the guy was a complete moron, and he looked like Emo Phillips.
Like who?
You know, Emo Phillips. Comedian, the bowl haircutted comedian.
I get a sense.
Then we have the second story, which is even weirder. And that is the strange case of one Mark Sanchez.
Oh, my gosh. You hear about a stabbing and then you think, what's going on here? And then you find out that he was kind of more on the aggressive side, wasn't he?
Well, let's explain to the listeners first that Mark Sanchez was a reporter here in the Bay Area. So he was somebody that a lot of people had seen before. I'd seen
him. Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. Aren't you talking about Mark Sanchez, the football player?
No, I'm talking I am talking about Mark Sanchez.
Not Mark Sanchez. That's a different Mark Sanchez who was the reporter.
Okay, yeah, no, the Mark Sanchez, the football player. Sorry, yeah, not to impugn the reporter, but he had played here. I mean, you know, with the Jets, he had appeared a number of times against the Raiders, and I think he played against the 49ers once, and so people know who he is.
Yeah,
but apparently. You know, and I'm not, the story is still very strange. He goes up to a guy, a trucker, a 69-year-old trucker, who was emptying grease out into a grease trap. And he goes up to him and says, "You aren't supposed to be here." And then he starts attacking the trucker and starts pounding the trucker. And the trucker takes out a knife and stabs Sanchez several times. And then Sanchez takes the knife and stabs the trucker in the face.
I didn't hear that part of it.
Yeah. Wow. And so now he's being held for aggravated attempted murder.
Well, I know. He was quite drunk and it was very late in the evening or early in the morning.
In the middle of Indianapolis, of all places. Just a very extremely strange story that I think is going to get weirder.
He was supposed to be, in the booth playing, you know, doing his gig.
Right. Right. No, what he was doing in Indianapolis and by a trucker that was emptying out grease, and why he wanted to get into a fight over that. And he said, you know, he was the aggressor the whole time is beyond anybody's comprehension. But I guess as this whole thing unfolds, we'll finally get the truth on it. But it's one of the stranger stories that I've heard in quite a long time. Yeah, that with, you know, Mac Jones staring at a corpse. And it's been a strange week in sports.
It's been quite challenging, hasn't it? Okay.
Yes.
Can we have a little bit on a little bit lighter side? Let's have
sure. Let's it can't get any light. Heavier than that.
Silly joke of the week. So I asked my wife if I was the only one she ever loved, and she said yes. All the others were nines and tens.
Oh,
nice. Ooh,
and
yeah.
I just wanted to say this. I really love green. I love green better than blue and yellow mixed together, combined.
Like money.
Yeah, but I like the color green because I like it even more than the combination of blue and yellow.
Okay. Other than money, how does that fit all?
Blue and yellow makes green. That's it. You didn't get the joke.
Yeah.
You didn't get the joke. Sorry.
Right, money, green.
No, it was just the you know, when people say I like something more than something combined, these two things combined.
No.
Never mind. It was a dad joke that didn't
sorry,
land.
I didn't get it. All right. Are you okay? You know what's so funny? Guess what our first trivia question is.
Something about green.
No, but very interesting. What three colors are present in the flag of Colombia? Isn't that funny?
No.
You just have colors and then
my son is the king of flags.
Are you the king
of
your son?
Yeah, your my son is the king of flags. He can name like 200 of them.
Wow. Isn't that just like Sheldon on Big Bang Theory?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Fun with flags. That's what it was. So funny. All right, audience, that's our trivia question. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman. Our first trivia question, we're talking fun with flags, as they say on The Big Bang Theory. What three colors are present in the flag of Colombia?
My son will be upset if I get this wrong, but I'll say red, white, and black.
No, you only have one color correct.
Well, there you go. That's how much time I spent.
It is red, but it's also blue and yellow.
Blue and yellow. Sorry,
yeah,
and I was right in the previous, in my previous joke. It was I was correct.
You was correct with that. And then and orange is made up of what two colors?
Yellow and red.
Very good.
Yes.
And blue is made up of what colors?
Itself.
There you go. That was a trick question. It is a primary color. Very
good.
Yeah,
well, you're talking to the computer guy. I remember the RGB monitors. Red, green, yeah. Blue monitors.
There you go. And what about the what two colors make purple?
Red and blue.
Very good. And two colors make green?
I just said it, blue and yellow. What are you trying to get?
I want to make sure you remember.
No, I know my colors. a lot of stuff I don't know, but colors I know. So next thing I wanted to talk about was the postseason in baseball.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of that and some definitely dramatic stories going on. Especially, I think the number one thing is how moribund, and I like that phrase, moribund, the New York Yankees look against Toronto.
Not so
good.
I mean, it
really looks like a T-ball team up against a Major League Baseball team.
Well, they had that pitcher. He just dominated.
The amount of runs that Toronto has scored against New York. They are just, I mean, they've scored double digits in both games against
this
New
could
York.
Be the replay of not so much the replay, but the Toronto led when they won 92-93 with Joe Carter.
Yeah, and I'd be thrilled if Toronto was able to stand up to Los Angeles, because right now Los Angeles they're not dominating, they're not beating everybody by a million runs. Yeah. But what scares me more is they're getting all the breaks, they're getting all the luck. They're beating teams, 3-2 or 4-5 or whatever, but they're doing everything right that it takes for them to win games. And to me, I think it's going to wind up being a Toronto-Los Angeles World Series, which I'll watch.
And wait a minute, you're not going to root for the USA team?
Not one single bit. They might as well be Vladimir Putin's Dodgers, for as much as I would root for them. No, there's nothing I would root for less. There's nothing I would root for less in sports than the Los Angeles Dodgers, and that includes the Dallas Cowboys. That includes, the Los Angeles Lakers. That includes, anyone in the NFC West, which I never root for either. I would sooner root for any other team in Major League Sports, any other team in college sports than the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, I was going to say that, can you imagine if Cleveland would have beaten Detroit? What a story that would have been. I mean,
but
just
it didn't
the fact
happen. That. It didn't happen. In fact, I'm glad it didn't, because the Detroit-Seattle series is the one to watch. That's fun. That has been great baseball from the opening pitch to the end of the last inning. You really have to watch that series, every inning of that series, because stuff happens. There's great baseball going on. There's been great pitching. There's been great fielding. There have been key hits. Every game's been exciting and close. And, you know, the series is tied 1-1. What are you going to – what do you want from a series like that?
And this young guy, Cal Raleigh, he's like a Mike Trout.
Well, and what about the dumper? The guy who's the hitter, the catcher for Seattle that's got all those home runs.
Yeah. You got to feel for Seattle because they've never been in the World Series. They came kind of close back when they lost to the Yankees in...
24 years ago.
Is that what it was?
24 years ago. I wasn't even married.
Well, 2001, I guess. Yeah.
2001.
Well,
I was just starting my pro wrestling managerial career, literally, when Seattle was a good team. And so, yeah, I'm rooting hard for Seattle, but I don't think they're going to measure up to Toronto. Toronto, to me, has that look like they're ready to chew somebody up and spit them out. And that's what you need to win a World Series. You can't go into a World Series with just this little tentative, oh, we'll maybe win a game here, maybe win a game there. You have to say, I'm going to win every game. You know, I'm going to win every game, and I'm going to win every game by 5 runs.
Guerrero is just like his dad.
Yeah, he is. I always wished that Vlad Sr. had been a Giant. I think that was one of the missed opportunities. They could have teamed Vlad Sr. up with Barry Bonds in his final years, and never pulled the trigger on a trade. Yeah.
So and what? Bob Melvin, he's got the exit door, right?
Yes, that happened between when we last talked. Yeah, and Bob Melvin's, you know, in reading the want ads and seeing where he can apply. I mean, it's a lot of egg on Buster Posey's face because he re-upped Melvin during the season and extended his contract when he could have easily made him wait and see. And unfortunately,
how much of the Giants' failing was on Melvin? What do you think?
I'm going to say like about 75%.
Really? I mean, again, by who he's putting in, because it's all the various things that a manager.
It's more of a thing where you say to yourself, when the whole does not equal the sum of the parts, it's the manager. You know, that there was enough talent on that team to be better than what it was. And the fact that we had a 9-game lead over a 9-game over .500 record and finished with a .500 record after the All-Star break was a big problem. The one thing too about Melvin that I've always had a problem with was that he refused to commit to a leadoff batter. He went through in 162 lineups, I bet you 150 different leadoff hitters. I'm not being facetious.
Yeah, whether he's just like not feeling that he's getting production from his leadoff hitter.
I don't know. I don't think he understands, and I'm serious about this. I don't think he understands what the role of a leadoff hitter is. When you put Yastrzemski in as a leadoff hitter, a guy who's hitting .210 as a leadoff hitter and has no speed on the bases, then you don't understand what a leadoff hitter is about. You know, I need to say this, but the Giants haven't had a good leadoff hitter since Hunter Pence left, and they really haven't had a dedicated leadoff hitter since Angel Pagan left. And I know you like, oh my God, that's a long time, but really, for over a decade, the Giants really haven't had a committed leadoff hitter. Now, I know getting a guy to bat .300 is hard to do. In fact, I heard that in the major leagues this year, here's a trivia question for you. How many hitters hit over .300 last year?
Wow. You know, that's a good question because I remember back in 1967, it was just Carl Yastrzemski who was the only one who hit over .300 because the mound was so high. I don't know. How many?
Well, just throw a number out there and then I'll tell you.
Well, 10%.
That would be like 20 or 30. You know, like about 30 or 40. Seven batters.
What do they attribute that? What do they attribute that to?
The chicks dig the long ball. And so it's the emphasis is on home runs now. And nobody cares that you bat .200 if you hit 20 home runs. You know,
well, I guess it really does depend on when you hit those home runs. I mean, if it's going to give you a lead or make you win the game.
Yes, but being so low a percentage on base is what's killed the Giants. The Giants won three titles with Bochy because of small ball, not because they hit a ton of home runs. And small ball right now is dead. I mean, nobody knows how to play it. I mean, maybe Bochy does. He sort of won a title last year with playing with kind of small ball sort
Made St. Louis really good in the 80s, doing a lot of small ball.
But, you know, but that's the 80s. That's the 80s. I think the Giants were the last team to not really hit home runs and still win a World Series. And since then, it's been a decade plus year. You know, it's been 11 years, and the game of baseball has changed dramatically. And that's sort of thing
that can't be done. Doesn't it seem like they just won the World Series?
No, it doesn't. As a Giants fan, it feels like 100 years since they won one. Yeah. It really feels like a long time.
When you win every other year, you know, 10, 12, and 14, it kind of seemed like they were always doing it. Tell you what, let's go to our next trivia question here, and then we'll come back with some more sports stuff. What was the first Pixar movie?
Are you talking the first short?
No, this was not a short.
Because there was Luxo Jr., which was the animated short that won.
What was the first Pixar movie? So really, it wasn't a short, it was a real movie. All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101 will be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Extreme heat is a leading cause of weather-related deaths in the United States. With summer here, the American Red Cross is urging you to take action to protect yourself and loved ones. Stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water, even if you don't feel thirsty. Aim for a cup of water every 20 minutes and avoid drinks with sugar, caffeine, or alcohol. Check your urine color. Dark yellow means drink more water. Stay cool by spending time in air-conditioned places. If your home is too hot, go to a mall, library, or cooling center, or take cool showers or baths. Wear lightweight, loose-fitting clothes in light colors and avoid strenuous activities when it's hottest outside. Stay connected by checking on others and asking for help. Talk to your doctor if you have a chronic condition or take medicine. And remember, don't leave children or pets in a parked car. Extreme heat is too dangerous to be invisible. Remember, stay hydrated, stay cool, stay connected. To learn more, visit redcross.org/heatcheck. Sponsored by the American Red Cross.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Enjoy fewer crowds and the fall leaves at the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa in beautiful Lake Tahoe, where it is the perfect time to be hiking. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplaces, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can also relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to make your reservations today. That's TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. No Mike McDowell today, he's off on assignment. Second trivia question, what was the first Pixar movie?
Bug's Life?
No, this is before that, I think.
It's before Bug's Life.
Yeah.
Was it Toy Story?
It was Toy Story.
Okay, I forget whether Bug's Life came before Toy Story or not.
Yep.
Came out but my friend Chris Perry was on the production crew of Bug's Life. So,
what did he do?
He was part of the animation crew. The computerized animation stuff. And Bug's Life still holds up. If you watch it now, it's still a fun movie to watch, even though the animation is really barbaric. But it's still a very clever movie.
So yeah, I remember seeing it with the kids, and then going to Disney. I guess it was California Disney that had the Bug's Life, attraction. It was really kind of fun.
Well, one thing I was going to mention about the Giants before we cut off the Giants finished with an 81-81 record, and someone on KNBR, I forget which host it was, mentioned that. At the time, this was during the season, when the Giants had their 9-game lead and dropped down to 500, that he looked back over the last 500 games of the Giants. And their record?
It was 250 and 250.
250 and 250.
Wow.
500 games. And they're 250 and 250. That includes when they were 100 and when they won 107 games.
Well, there were today times when they were pretty stinky.
The Giants have been just a mediocre team. It is fascinating that with three different coaches, managers, all the personnel changes, they're still a 500 team. And that to me is why Melvin had to go. Is that you just if all you're going to do is wind up being 500, we can get anyone to do that with the Giants. Yeah. Literally, anyone can do that.
You're right. Yeah.
So prove you're something exceptional, Bob. And I was the thing that's very tough was I was really in favor of us getting Stephen Vogt at the time
when we chose
Melvin.
Yeah.
But Melvin had the experience and he was the hot prospect. And Buster Posey went with the guy he knew versus the guy he didn't know. And now Stephen Vogt wins Manager of the Year with Washington and has made that team more of a contender, whereas the Giants are still stuck in mediocrity. And so, you know, I do think that Buster Posey, this hasn't been a great year for him, and he's got to hopefully learn from these mistakes and put together a better team next year. So
well, our friend Bobby Evans is working alongside him, so hopefully he'll give him some.
Surprised that Buster had this much trouble putting together over 500 team with the talent he had. So we'll see what the next year.
Being a catcher, you know, they're the quarterback of the team, so to speak. So he should know.
Oh yeah,
You know,
We still haven't hired a manager, which is interesting. You know, I guess he's going to wait till after the postseason, and maybe some coaches are going to get let go.
And Bochy is not coming back, apparently.
No. He said on the air on KNBR that there's 0% chance of that happening, which on some level I'm disappointed because I love Bochy. But on the other hand, I think the Giants' next manager is one they should commit to for 5 years. So they should really be ready, you know, whoever they get to stand behind him. You can't win in any sport when you keep rotating coaches.
That's true. I mean, players are not robots, and that it really does affect them. Yeah, totally. We're recording on Tuesday, the day after the Monday Night Football game with.
A game that was!
That was entertaining.
Well. All the things that went right for Kansas City last year, where they won 11 games in a row by under 4 points.
Yeah.
This year, that cobra has come out of the cage and is biting them in the ankle repeatedly. They are snake bitten. And that pick six, 99-yard pick six by Mahomes, I've never seen him throw a pick six for 99 yards.
No, he doesn't want to get hurt, so he kind of did sort of a not so good attempt.
Doesn't want to get hurt. What do you think Kansas City wants?
No, of course not. But then there was one other player, and I don't know who it was, but he looked like he was just trying to push the guy out of bounds, and he just kind of feebly made an attempt at him, and sure enough, he got the win. And then what about Trevor Lawrence, that dive at the end to get that touchdown?
Yeah. Well, that whole thing where he was stumbling, bumbling, fumbling.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of reminded me of that Steve Young play where he ran against Minnesota. He was going to fall. He was going to fall and somehow got back on his feet and was able to get into the end zone, you know, at the very last second. But
I think on that play, Steve Young ran about 150 yards, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, from around and sideways and all that stuff. Absolutely. It took like 8 minutes off the clock with that run. But that sort of thing didn't happen to Kansas City last year. You know, last year, you know, they won against Atlanta when Atlanta chose to go for it twice on fourth down, and then they lost by 5 points.
That's because Taylor Swift and Kelce hadn't been engaged then.
Yeah, there's something to be said about that. Although, you know, the rest of the team has problems. In fact, it's the running game that I think that has abandoned Kansas City. That's causing them so many problems. I mean, Mahomes is their leading rusher, and not by a small amount. He is Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt have barely scratched the surface. I don't think either one of them has ever 50 yards in any game so far this season. Mm-hmm. And at five games into the season, you kind of are the team you are now. I mean,
that's a good point. That's a good point. And the thing that's cool about Jacksonville is they. I guess the way they're being coached, which I like this, is it's like be really aggressive, and they're going for the ball, and I think they have the most turnovers in their favor, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they get like three a game, and they cost my 49ers, an unbeaten record so far. But then again, all the teams have been beaten now. And by the way, one of the things I dislike more than anything else is the Dolphins from 72 opening the bottle of champagne when all the teams lose and there are no more unbeaten teams. There is no team that is going to go 17 games in the modern NFL and the postseason without losing a game.
Well,
that's
too
long.
And they only had 14 game seasons.
That's what I'm saying. They shouldn't be celebrating that record because, you know, it's like Cy Young's record. It's just the game has changed so much. Or like Cal Ripken Jr.'s second record.
I think Cy Young's record is the one that's pretty close to
Actually, I think just as unassailable is A.C. Green's 780 games or 800 games played in a row.
In basketball?
In basketball. Oh. Because of load management, you're guaranteed the best players will all take games off every season. That's just built into the game now.
That's true. But I mean, if you think about Cy Young, you got to pitch for like 25 years, and you have to win.
Yeah, but if you're AC Green, you got to play 10 solid years of basketball and not miss a game.
Well, to not get hurt.
How is that possible?
Well, I mean, if a coach is going to keep you in. I mean, you're right. If the coach is purposely going to keep you out, then it's impossible. Same thing like in baseball.
But the players now demand it. I mean, the players say themselves, I'm not going to play back-to-back road games. I'm not going to play, if we're going to have a seven-game road trip, I'll play, you know, five of those, but I'm not going to play all seven. And that's just that. Same with baseball, same with basketball. I don't think you'll ever have a consecutive game winner again.
Back to the football one, you know, the Patriots almost did it. They just lost last minute to the Giants. Otherwise, they would have been more than 17 and 0. They were like,
oh yeah, 20. Yeah. No, they would have been 19 and 0.
Yeah. So they actually
beat. You're talking with, about this Sunday. It's like going Patriots didn't play the Giants. Patriots, but the Patriots did get a huge win on the weekend.
Yeah.
Over Buffalo.
Yeah, that's what made Buffalo finally lose a game. They still look.
Yeah, I know. It's. I am so glad that I don't bet on sports. You know, one of the things that we had when we had FP Santangelo Jr. on was, you know, we talked about gambling and sports, and I'm on the anti side, and he was on the pro side. There was a poll taken that said that the majority of adults feel that gambling and sports is taking sports the wrong way.
And you and I would agree with that.
Yeah, I really wish I don't do Bodog. I don't, you know, people say, oh, you know so much about sports. Why don't you get on, one of these sports betting sites and clean up? And it's like, all I got to say to people is if you saw my fantasy football teams, you'd know how much I really know about sports. And let me just give an example. Like, I had to choose between Jared Goff and Patrick Mahomes, this week as a starting quarterback. Jared Goff has been coming off of hot weeks, and he played up against Cincinnati, which is a total mess.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes was going up against right now one of the best defenses in the league.
Yeah.
And so which one do you decide to start? Jared Goff or Patrick Mahomes?
Well, you start Jared Goff,
right?
Yeah.
But Patrick Mahomes threw for over 300 yards and had 60 yards rushing. He was a friggin' one-man house of fire against one of the best defenses.
Yeah, the thing is about sports, you know, you can know a lot about sports, but betting on them, I mean, like, again, a guy gets hurt or, it's not an exact science. So you can know everything about sports.
Yeah, or New England beats Buffalo. Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah. Or people claim to be, you know, like economists, and they seem to always be wrong, but yet they're the smartest people in the rooms, apparently, you know.
Any given Sunday, I tell people, any given Sunday. And that's why I'd rather just watch sports for the enjoyment of it. Yeah. And with my fantasy teams, maybe not the enjoyment of it. But, you know, I never put any money down because that's the easiest way to lose your love of sports. It's once it becomes.
I know. I used to bet on all these various things, and it suddenly it's like I wasn't enjoying the game anymore because I was just concentrating on, you know, hey, did I win
who's covering the spread and how much are you going to get over or under, that kind of thing. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I remember the year with when John Riggins was going again, when it was Washington and the Raiders when they were in L.A. against Marcus Allen. And I thought, well, gosh, they're going to give Riggins the ball a lot because, you know, the year before they beat Miami and he had the big, you know, rush and all that kind of stuff. Well, they concentrated on him and Marcus Allen broke one really big. And so I lost that bet. At least I bet on the Raiders, but it was like, still, it took the enjoyment out of it. Okay. Here's our last trivia question. We have another cartoon type one. What is the highest grossing animated film of all time? All right. That's our trivia question. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with my other co-host, Russell Jackman. And hopefully next week, Mike McDowell will be back. Third trivia question.
Yes, because all of you folks are missing your Central Florida sporting news.
That's right. Yes, exactly. What is the highest grossing animated film of all time?
Toy Story?
No. That was our question. I rarely have a question where the answer is the same from the one before.
Well, I thought you were trying to be tricky.
Oh, sometimes I am tricky. You're right. Not this time.
Then would it be, that's a really hard question. If it's not Toy Story.
No, but it was around the same time, though.
Same time.
Like with it, it's not like Snow White or anything like that.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe that if you adjusted it for tax dollars. Moana?
No, The Lion King.
Oh, The Lion King, yeah. Oh,
yeah, this is a 2019
still selling
remake.
Copies. I think so much about the live action version that came out just a couple of years ago. Kind of forget about the animated version a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, but that was great, though. We loved the first time I got, like, surround sound, Stampede. It just sounded fantastic on the surround sound. It was great.
Wow.
Okay, are you ready for our thoughts for the day?
Yeah.
Here we go. So my wife was missing for a week. The police said to prepare for the worst. So I went back to Goodwill and got all of her stuff back.
That's good.
That's a bad one. Okay, and then I went to McDonald's and ate a kid's meal. His mom got really angry with me.
That's great. And then I have advice for you. If
yes,
you're
sir.
Ever being chased by a taxidermist, do not play dead.
I like that. That's a good one. You make that up?
All right. Well, there's a dad jokes thing on Facebook, and they have hundreds of terrible
okay,
dad
I like that. I'm not presenting that to my kids. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
So long.